News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Why were water charges a failure, yet the property tax a success? If that is the right term for the property tax. That's the question being asked by researchers in NUI Galway. And from there, we're joined by Alan Ahern, the director of the Whitaker Institute in NUI Galway. Alan, just tell us what your research found. Where did the government of the day go wrong?
Well, there were a number of flaws, a number of bad decisions made in introducing water. And when we looked at it in the report, there were quite a few good decisions made in introducing the local property tax, and that made the difference.
Okay.
So it wasn't that water charges were doomed from the start, and the local property tax was inevitably going to go through. It was all to do with government policy and the way that policy was made.
So where did they go wrong on water charges? And then we can discuss where they went right in relation to the property tax.
Well, the water charges, Shane, they really tried to do too much too soon. And a critical thing that was determining the pace of introducing the water charges was that the government wanted to pass the so-called Eurostat test. It wanted to get Irish water and the investment and the spending on water off the government's balance sheet. That was attractive because that would have created some extra fiscal space for them. In other words, that the spending that was being done by government on water would no longer have been counted as regular government spending.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the government wouldn't have had to have done as much austerity as they had to do. So it would have saved maybe $600 or $700 million in spending cuts or tax increases. So that was a carrot that was a dangling there if they get water off the balance sheet. But to pass that test, they needed to introduce water charges quickly, and they needed to be high charges. And that the report by Jim O'Leary describes that as a treacherous basis for policy. But nobody knew whether the Eurostat would pass Irish water, but they based policy on that. And that was in retrospect, a serious failing.
Then they tried to, because of that, they tried to kind of rush it through too much, too quick. Just tell us in what way they were trying to do too much and too soon.
Well, they had maybe a 3 to 5 year time frame. Interesting, if you look at the Commission on Taxation, they produced a report back in 2009, and they discussed introducing water charges and way to do it. But they had suggested and recommended a much longer time frame, a much more gradual. Over a 10-year time frame. So you can imagine, and this was in the Commission of Taxation's recommendation, introducing a low fixed charge for many, many years, and only gradually, when you gradually put in meters, would you turn to metering, and only after 10 years, maybe those charges increase, but a gradual introduction. But all that was ruled out by the fact that the government was trying to pass this Eurostat test.
Okay. Where did they go right when it came to the property tax?
Well, the Commission of Taxation spoke about the property tax, and oddly, the government followed their recommendations very closely when it came to local property tax, but didn't heed them at all when it went to water. There were a number of choices they could have made, for example, on the basis for the property tax. They used market value. So we pay our property tax based on the market value of the house, and everybody understands that. There were good economic arguments for using something called site value. And a number of the major political parties had argued for that. But that's a difficult one to understand. And so the government made a good decision in going for market value over site value, in the sense that it kept it easier. And one of the principles of good taxation is to keep things simple. The other good decision they made is that there's very few exemptions and waivers. Remember, when they're introducing the local property tax, people, for example, who had bought properties during the bubble and paid a lot of stamp duty were saying, surely we'll be exempt from the local property tax. They didn't do any exemptions or very few exemptions and waivers. Again, it makes it much simpler. And crucially to all this is that they anticipated implementation challenges, and particularly they got the Revenue Commissioner.
Yeah.
They give them
that softened people's coughs, didn't it? When the revenue got involved, people were like, okay, I'm going to pay.
It certainly did. I mean, they had the collection and enforcement powers. Those were good decisions that they had made, and it has made the local property tax a success, or what the report describes as a qualified, a conditional success, and that the target yield. 500 million, which is what the target for the yield was, that bringing that amount of money, very high compliance, it's about 98% compliance.
Yeah.
It's a qualified success in that it still needs to be revisited, the local property tax, because property prices have gone up a lot. And so the basis for valuing has to be revisited.
It's a fascinating report. Just before we let you go, I suppose a political question. You did work in government buildings for a while. Are water charges dead forever, do you think?
They certainly are. It looks like they're off the agenda for a generation. And there are good economic arguments for them and many other good arguments for them. But the way that the government policy process worked, serious mistakes were made. And that looks to have driven them off the political agenda for a long, long time.